So I'm at the Roxy Bar and Screen Cinema in London, on Borough High Street. This is actually a pretty fabulous place. I didn't know this place existed until today. For the premiere, world premiere, effectively. Well, I suppose we had a little sneak preview in New York a few months ago.
We had a rough edit preview in June in New York.
The final finished version premiere of a film by Zev Robinson, who's sitting here with me, of his film Dinastia Vivanco, Giving Back to Wine What Wine Has Given Us. And I thought I'd let Zev explain a little bit about this film, because I've been tweeting about it for a while through Thirst for Wine and through Dinastia Vivanco, and people would like to know what this story is. So Zev, what's your involvement with Dinastia Vivanco, and what's this film about?
Well, I've been working on wine documentaries for about 3 years now. Two years ago, I had the idea of doing one on the grape varieties of Spain. And at a certain point, it became a very daunting task, thinking, how am I ever going to cover not all of Spain, but most of Spain, and how would it be structured and all that. So I thought it would be good to do a few smaller projects. And you introduced me to Dinastia Vivanco, and they have a great museum, and I love museums anyway. And I thought I could do a small, easy half-hour version of our half-hour film contrasting their winery with their museum. So I went there, I filmed during the grape harvest, I filmed the museum, and I interviewed Rafael Vivanco, who is one of the two brothers who runs it. He's the winemaker, and then Santiago Vivanco, who is the person, director of the museum and the foundation. But once I got through with that, I realized that was going to be an hour and not half an hour. So I didn't have enough visual material to finish the movie. So I went back a second time, and in the spring, and filmed the landscapes. And I got very lucky, and almost every place we went was just fantastic. And I edited it, and it was close to being finished. I had asked to interview Pedro Vivanco, but I got no real reply. Everybody's busy and all that. Then I had the opportunity to show it in New York, Pedro Vivanco, and then suddenly they woke up and they thought maybe it would be a good idea to interview Pedro Vivanco. So, you know, I thought, well, it could have been done a bit earlier. But
hey, it's Spain, you know, we take our time over important decisions, you know.
So I went back, and the interview, I thought I'd just reminisce a bit about the old days kind of thing, but it was a fantastic, I mean, really fantastic interview. An incredible person, probably the best interview. Very open, very honest about the history, about what he went through. And, you know, I felt like just made the film. It would have been really good anyways, but his contribution just took it to a whole new level. So I did that. I showed it in New York. Went really well. And then Rob McArdle, who's the marketing director of Dinastia Vivanco, flew in to see the film, and he thought it might be a good idea if I did some more interviews, and suggested that I interview Pedro Vivanco's mother, Felisa, and his wife, Angelica. So, you know, I thought it was finished again for the second time. But it was a good idea, because I thought it would give a bit more perspective on the film, and so I went back, interviewed them. It needed quite a bit of restructuring this time, So that was the fourth time. Then we went back for the fifth time to film the leaves of the vineyard turning reddish, orange, and to give also a contrast of all the seasons. And then it was done. And today we're showing it here in the Roxy Barnes.
So are you proud of it? Is this a Zev Robinson stamp of approval on this film?
I guess. You always think, well, I could have done this, but yeah. I mean,
An artist is never satisfied.
But it's, it's a very complete, it's an incredible story. You know, it's for me to go there and find the story in it, and it's just, it's just fantastic material to work with. And it's just about the passion that they have, the tenacity, the perseverance. There's parallels between the winery and what happened in Rioja, and what happened in Rioja is what happened in Spain in terms of wine. So it's just like this, and I think I did the best I could to bring all that out in less than an hour.
Great. Well, we've got 80, 90 people coming tonight who will give us their opinions, and hopefully I'll interview some of them later on and get their views on it as well. As a wine person, as a wine communicator, what really excites me, and I haven't seen the whole thing since probably an early version, actually, so I'm quite excited to see it myself, is that it gives a different perspective, a much more personal perspective on a wine story. But it's, it's seen by an outsider. It's not prepared by a winery, really. I mean, obviously, we've had input in terms of letting you see the things that we thought, are close to our hearts, but it was all your decision. So it's quite good to see an outside perspective on what this story is and what it should mean to other people. And so hopefully other people will go away and realize what the Vivanco family has been trying to do all these years. Great. Well, I'll probably interview you afterwards and see how you feel it went. Ready for a glass of wine?
Yeah.
That was a yes, I think.
Yes, it is. I'll be better after the film's over. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have another chat later on in the film.